Sometimes hilarious, always hilarious. It's Keeping Up with Ken Hellenius on Mater Dei Radio.
Well, it has definitely been a minute since I've invited our good friend Ken Hellenius to join us. He is at the campus of Notre Dame University and with us to tell us about an incredible feast day of our Blessed Mother. Good morning, Ken. How are things there in South Bend? And are you getting ready for Thanksgiving?
Yes, things are beautiful. And I took the turkey out of the freezer yesterday to begin to thaw for next week's feast.
All right. So what is your game plan when it comes to taking care of this turkey and getting it onto the table on Thursday?
So we are going to, as usual, smoke the turkey on our Traeger. So we will have delicious smoked turkey. And I'm going to have one of my co-workers is going to join Julie and me for our Thanksgiving feast. We'll probably carve it up, have all the sides, the mashed potatoes, the gravy, the stuffing, all the good things. And the key thing at our house is that you have to have plenty of rolls so that you can sop up the gravy and the various, kind of sop up your plate. So it's going to be joyful. It's fun.
Oh, you know, I was just perusing the bulletins of our parish of the week, and I'm going to be talking to their priest here momentarily, but they have a very special event for Thanksgiving morning for those who attend to actually bring in the bread or the rolls that they will be serving on their Thanksgiving dinner and have them blessed. Have you ever heard of such a thing?
There are a couple of things like that that we do within the church where we bless. There's a special blessing for like wine and beer that happens at one point in the year, that happens right around Christmas time. You can bring in your, the things you're going to consume on these great feasts. So if you think about it, it connects what we do at home around the table with what we do at the table of the Lord, the altar. You know, we receive the bread and the body and blood of Christ from the altar in the forms of bread and wine, which is a meal, right? We think about the Last Supper was a ritual meal, but it was a very real meal that fed the disciples, that Christ fed his disciples. And so we too have this chance to connect what we do at home in our domestic church with the church gathered around the altar of the Lord. And so what a fantastic idea and what a fantastic tradition.
Oh, I think so. Of course, there is nothing that we have in the world that is not a gift from God. It all comes from him, and it is a very special day to be able to give thanks. Well, one of the gifts that our Lord has given us to the whole world, our Blessed Mother, and today we celebrate the feast of her presentation. So let's start here. How do we know anything about this particular event in her life?
Yeah, so this particular feast, the presentation of Mary, is not attested to in the sacred scriptures themselves. So you're not going to find the story of Mary's being presented in the temple in the Gospels. The primary textual support is from a book called The Proto-Evangelion of James, which was written in the 2nd century. It's what we would call an apocryphal work, so it's not one that is in the sacred scriptures, in our canon, in the Bible, but it is of ancient tradition. So it's been around since the 2nd century of the church. It's called the Proto-Evangelion of James. It was attributed early to the Apostle James, but so that's where the story comes. And the story of her presentation is really quite beautiful in that text. It says that they went up into the temple of the Lord, and the priest received the child and kissed her and blessed her, saying, "The Lord has magnified your name in all generations. In you, on the last of the days, the Lord will manifest his redemption to the sons of Israel." And so this is kind of the text. And the tradition, which has been very strong and been celebrated by our Eastern brothers and sisters in the Byzantine Rite since time immemorial, the tradition is that priest who received Mary, the high priest at the temple, was actually Zechariah, the father of John the Baptist. And so it's this beautiful connection that Mary, from the very you know, from her presentation in the temple, you know, 40 days after her birth. By the way, today is 40 days since the birthday of Mary, which we celebrate on September 8th. And so now we, 40 days later, are commemorating her presentation in the temple. And it's connected to, through this tradition, that Zechariah was the priest that welcomed her into the temple, connected to her own son's brother, or her own son's cousin, John the Baptist, who was the forerunner of Christ in his ministry, who prepared the way of the Lord. It's important, all of our Marian feasts, everything that we say about Mary is connected to her son, Jesus Christ. So Mary's birth, from her very conception, which we will celebrate here on December 8th, that she's preserved from the stain of original sin in light of the role that God has prepared her for. And so everything that we say about Mary is connected entirely to her son, Jesus Christ, the divine second person of the Trinity. And so we, in honoring Mary, are pointing back to Jesus Christ, her son. And so, you know, we have the presentation of Jesus in the temple that we celebrate 40 days after his birth on the 2nd of February. And here on this particular day in the liturgy, we look at Mary being dedicated to God, being dedicated to God in a very real way by being presented in the temple. We know that Mary remains ever virgin. And the story in the Proto-Evangelium of James is that she joined this community of virgins at the temple when she was presented. There's a fantastic little bit in this Proto-Evangelium that goes on that says that he set her down upon the third step of the altar. The Lord God sent grace upon her, and she danced with her feet, and all the house of Israel loved her. I love this idea of Mary dancing in the temple. Right? How beautiful is that?
So, Ken, what is exactly a presentation? Is this something that we would think of as like a baptism ceremony? Maybe, you know, walk us through what a presentation ceremony would have been like in Mary's and Jesus's time.
Yeah, so part of the, it's a very good parallel to say, kind of like a baptism. The child is presented in the temple as an offering unto the Lord. And this actually comes from the law. The Mosaic law was that the firstborn child would be presented before the Lord and dedicated to God in a very special way. So for Mary, it is her parents, Joachim and Anne. Names, by the way, we only also know through the Proto-Evangelium of James. It's them presenting their beloved daughter, their firstborn daughter, to God in the temple as an offering to God and a thanksgiving for the blessing of their child. So the same thing happens with Jesus on the 40th day, he being the firstborn son of Mary and Joseph. He is presented in the temple and dedicated to the Lord as a first fruits. So this is very similar to the tradition of presenting the first fruits of the harvest would be presented to God as an offering, as a thanksgiving offering. And in this case, the first fruits of the womb, the first fruits of their married love is a presentation to God as a thanksgiving for the glory of the harvest of children. And so that's really the best way to think about it.
A thanksgiving of the first fruits of the womb. I think that is an absolutely beautiful image. And another thing that God has given us for our lives and for our sanctification is the gift of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Ken, you're also a gift to all of us here at Mater Dei Radio. We appreciate you so much. Thank you for your time today. Have a blessed day and happy Thanksgiving.
And you too. And Holy Mary, we beg you to pray for us.
Amen. Thanks so much, Ken. We'll talk to you soon.